اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم علامة حب الله حب ذكر الله. Very interesting hadith that we can learn from that. We all have this phrase in our life, everybody, taking from youth, elders, adults, and everybody. I love this, I love that. So there are many things that we really love. Love is in our nature, right? But let us think that, do we really love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We may love eating, drinking, you know, enjoying, going out, love with the people, love my parents, love my brothers and sisters. But do we really feel that we love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is question. That is question to ourselves. Ask ourselves, how much love do we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if I like to observe myself, if I like to evaluate, do I really love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the sign that I can look at myself? So in this hadith, this question has been answered. How I can recognize myself that I really love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet said, alamatu hubbillah. The sign of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hubbu dhikrillah. Love with His remembrance, invocation. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love with His zikr. When it comes to the zikr, at that time, how is my heart? Do I really feel that I would love to do more? I would love to increase. There has been said in Quran, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. There are people that when Allah is remembered before them, their hearts are enlightened. They love to do more. They love to be in this dhikr. But there are those, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That their hearts become darkened. They don't like to do that. They would like to leave as soon as possible. You know, they feel lazy. They are sleeping. When it comes to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are sleeping. But in other activities, they are well active. They like to do everything else but the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us think where we stand. Everybody can think about themselves. That when I come to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in du'as, for example, when it comes to munajat, when it comes to reciting Quran, when it comes to the prayer, do I really like to do that? I love to do that dhikr? Then I have love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amount I love to do that, that is amount of my love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah. Second part also Prophet said, وَعَلَامَةُ بُغْدِ اللَّهِ. The sign of the hatred with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is بُغْدُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hatred with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. خَامِنَي رَحْبَر. So brothers and sisters, this hadith, it opens us a arena that we can think about ourselves. We can evaluate. Go into the majalis of dhikr, sit over there, evaluate yourself. How much love we have. Nobody else can recognize you. because that is something that you know about yourself. And nobody should evaluate anybody else as well. Because who knows that if somebody is not remembering Allah in my presence, maybe that person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the absence, or when he is in the secret place, when he's lonely. He likes to remember over there. Not necessarily that if somebody remembers in Jama'at, then he's not going to be remembering at home. Maybe he was so busy at home, he was being engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at home during the night, and now he's tired. So we should not evaluate anybody. We are not in the point of evaluating. Yes, I can evaluate myself. I can look at myself and look in my heart. How much love do I have with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how much hatred do I have with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whatever extent I have that love, it's going to be part of my love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us repeat this hadith, that we can remember this hadith in all our life. Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah. Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah. وَعَلَامَةُ بُغْدِ اللَّهِ بُغْدُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So there are two things that you need to keep, that حُبْ and ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. If you remember these two parts, then you're going to be easy to remember that. عَلَامَةُ حُبِّ اللَّهِ حُبُّ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَامَةُ بُغْدِ اللَّهِ بُغْدُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. One more time, then I'm going to have a quiz, right? Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah wa alamatu bughdillahi bughdu dhikrillah. Okay, who's ready? Hubbu dhikrillah
wa alamatu bughdillahi.
Bughdu dhikrillah. Good. MashaAllah. So we are there. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah. Alamatu bughdillahi bughdu dhikrillah.
MashaAllah. So you remember. Anybody youth?
I was
youth. He was youth. He likes to remember the time where he was youth. Everybody likes the youth. Yes. Come on, youth. Speak up. I can repeat for you one more time. Okay? So keep in mind, now I'm going to ask from youth only. Alamatu hubbillahi hubbu dhikrillah wa alamatu bughdillahi bughdu dhikrillah. Anybody ready? Okay, come on. MashaAllah, good boy. Anybody else? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So we can give benefit of doubt that everybody memorized. Sisters, okay, sisters, anybody likes to say, please, go ahead. I can open a little bit. Ji? Okay, alhamdulillah. So please go ahead. Hubbu dhikrillah. Bughdu dhikrillah. MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah. Anybody from youth, young people from the ladies? Hubbu dhikrillah. MashaAllah. Please say salawat. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.